Hello there. How are you? Well, this is your Uncle Don.
If it isn't the young prince.
No, it isn't.
What in the world is that? And who recorded it?
Satire.
Tell you what, let's do. Let's have some song games.
Oh, I can't bear it.
Some of us are already so weak we're in danger of laughing ourselves to death.
Get ready to rumble.
Try to take off the clothes.
And remove them as soon as your work is done.
Now get in that next room and strip down naked.
So that we can be a splendid example for all the world to see.
When a gang of giddy goons appeared.
Leaving the homosexuals that love me for this and get on them church folks, preacher.
John, are you gay?
Yes!
With a taste that's gonna drive you crazy.
And we'll all feel gay.
Donnie Mathis
takes out a small electronic gizmo from his pocket.
It's a vibrator.
You should have one too, Jimmy.
Jimmy hadn't enjoyed himself so much in a long time.
Now he'll enjoy a night of refreshing sleep.
With 8 civilian hostages.
We do such a good job of promoting violence.
It's fun and easy.
Getting involved in gang violence
can be fun and profitable.
If you expose yourself to
a bloodbath of insignificant people.
Chunks of flesh
are available at Kmart, Rite Aid, Ames, and Woolworth. Makes a great gift.
You got the embedded chip problem that they probably haven't thought about.
Well, think about this.
It's also quite dangerous to rush around in circles as well.
For heaven's sake, don't just sit there thinking.
Get the fuck out!
And do it now.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Why, it's inhuman.
And that's what I like.
It is one of my favorites, too.
Mrs. Theodore Roosevelt
would have indulged in such a barbaric practice.
Which is followed by backhand stabs.
That can ultimately kill you.
Yes, that's what we're here for.
Now, here's something else for Frank.
This double-headed
dildo.
Actually, I prefer
this double-headed enemy of carelessness.
I don't know whether you've noticed it, but there's a revolver pointed directly at my chest.
Still another thing that should be noticed
is the shaggy beast that is quite large.
Hi, I'm Heather Locklear.
It's a monster, all right.
They're really not bad, just misunderstood, but...
You look like two of pounds of bird shit!
Oh, thank you.
Fuck you!
You haven't been hitting the booze, have you, kid?
Take beer, for example. I will do just that.
Oh, God, he was drunk.
And who could ask for a nicer way to go to school?
Now... what shall we do in school today?
Display macabre graffiti and gruesome mutilations.
Nobody wants to see that.
What they want is
some broken bones.
New from Kenner.
These skulls,
they can be yours now. Look.
My entire rear end.
A vaporous green sack with a mouth.
Even measures buttholes to fit in one step.
Well, the sheriff of that county went and got the boy out of school, spent about 3 hours with him.
And they're having sex.
He's probably getting fucked in half.
Keep up the good work, old pal.
They may even want you to call the police.
For masturbating in front of others.
It's entertaining.
Really satisfying enjoyment.
We're going to do it all in
your home, your office, even on an airplane. Where's the safest place to sit in an airplane?
Well, in my opinion, it is here.
On your inflatable seahorse.
Now let's build ourselves an airplane.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
An awful lot of us are spending an enormous amount of time.
Suspended in a closet, and it was a very simple thing that they did. They just set a board inside the door and then dumped a bunch of snakes in on the floor. And that's what I like.
How do you like it, Mrs. Blunder?
I feel so good now. It's like walking on air.
Within seconds after lighting
parts.
Now keep lighting them. Another match. Mallinson, what's the matter with you?
I can't help it. We look like such a lot of fools, striking matches over a corpse.
I feel good.
He fell dead.
You feel really, really good, like you can do anything.
But attempts have failed.
If you fail.
I will destroy your pathetic civilization.
There is absolutely no doubt of your power to destroy.
I have serious doubts about your mental stability.
There isn't any doubt that the day will soon arrive when you will be going to the hospital.
Where babies had their throats cut.
From some senseless act of bloodshed.
If you want blood.
Buy two bottles and get...
corpses, worms, cemeteries.
These skulls...
torture and death.
The larger the bottle, the better.
Well, I'm gonna go buy some.
So why buy anything else?
Make salads taste great.
Are you nauseated by the sight of a salad bar?
Very well, said the donkey. Let us go to it.
You should always ask someone you love if it's okay.
But everything's okay now. In fact,
everything is not okay.
You may experience bowel or bladder release.
All over the floor.
And it's going to slime out all over us.
What is the stench?
When it was finished, I said, shit.
It's over.
There is nothing left.
We'll never see him around these parts again.
Don't hold your breath.